Welcome to the Southwest. My name is Mr. Nakai, and I'll be your guide for this region. Let me tell you a little about myself. I am an American Indian from the Navajo tribe. Until I retired last year, I was a truck driver. I drove my big rig, that's what truckers call their trucks, all over the Southwest. I know this region like the back of my hand. When I was asked to lead this tour, I thought about how I could make it really special. Then it hit me. I'm a trucker. Why not take you on a truck tour? My big rig holds only 3 people, but some of my trucking buddies have been nice enough to offer to help out. Together, we've rounded up enough trucks to take your whole class. During the tour, you'll see where I grew up as part of the Navajo. You'll visit big cities and small towns. This region has some incredible sights, both natural and manufactured, and the region is full of history. You'll visit some places that are important to our past. The view from high up in a big rig can't be beat. So pick a truck, buckle your seatbelt, and let's go. We'll begin our trip in Arizona. Let's begin our tour where I live. This is Monument Valley. It's part of the Navajo Indian Reservation. This is the largest reservation in the United States. The Southwest is home to a large number of American Indians, more than most of the other regions of the country. Many American Indians live and work on reservations. Others live in towns and cities. I was born and raised in Monument Valley. To me, this is the most beautiful place on earth. Movie makers also love this valley for its setting. Many Western movies and television commercials are filmed here. Look closely at this landscape. Do you see those flat-topped hills? They are called mesas. Notice how bare the mesas are. Not enough rain falls in Monument Valley for forests to grow. Much of the Southwest is desert. A desert gets less than 10 inches of rain a year. Over time, plants, animals, and people have all adapted to living in this dry land. To adapt means to change to survive. The Navajos, for example, learned how to grow corn and raise sheep even with little rainfall.